Chapter 11, Problems and Solutions, The Troubles, 1968 to 1998. No book about Ireland is complete without an explanation of the Troubles, the three decades of violent conflict between 1968 and 1998. For many years, the situation in Northern Ireland was complicated. The Protestants there discriminated against the Catholic minority. Protestants got jobs and social benefits, like subsidized housing, before Catholics. Adverts for jobs often said only Protestants to apply. As a result of the discrimination, many Catholics in Northern Ireland wanted to unite with the rest of Ireland. In 1967, some Catholic groups in Northern Ireland established the Northern Ireland Civil Rights Association and demanded an end to the discrimination they faced. They refused to be second-class citizens anymore. The campaign included protests, marches, and advertising. Gradually, these Catholic protests became more and more violent. At first, they fought with sticks and broken bottles, but gradually, people started to use guns and bombs. The situation was becoming dangerous, so the government in London sent British soldiers to Northern Ireland to keep the peace. This was a very unpopular move, and paramilitary groups started to emerge to fight the British troops. The IRA then joined the battle and began a campaign of violence against the British soldiers to try and convince them to leave. The IRA wanted to unite the whole of Ireland. Opposing groups like the UVF, Ulster Volunteer Force, formed to fight this. They wanted to remain part of the UK. They reacted to the IRA's violence with more violence. As each group became more organized, they started to attack the other side with bombs and explosives. Bombs exploded with no warning, and the number of violent deaths increased. Northern Ireland became a very dangerous place to live. Once the violence started, areas with mixed populations separated and became either Catholic or Protestant. Law and order broke down, and paramilitaries on both sides took the law into their own hands. They were often brutal and cruel. It was dangerous to be friends with a person from the other side. Both armies shot people in their knees or tarred and feathered them for this crime. Areas in the centre of towns became deserted after dark. In Belfast, for example, there were heavy gates around the city centre, and they closed at 6 p.m. until the following morning. People tried to continue with their lives, but many people left Northern Ireland and went to live in mainland Britain or the Republic of Ireland. In 1973, the IRA moved their protest to England. The following year, 21 people died and over 180 were injured in explosions. In total, more than 3,600 people died and more than 50,000 were injured during the 30-year period of the Troubles in Northern Ireland. As time went on, the two sides realized nobody could win the fight. Finally, the Good Friday Agreement of 1998 ended the conflict. The IRA promised to renounce violence and to agree that Ireland could only unite with the consent of the majority of the people in Northern Ireland. The UVF agreed to surrender their weapons. They didn't need them because the IRA wasn't going to fight anymore. Today, the situation in Northern Ireland is much better. There are new restaurants and nightclubs in the centre of Belfast. Tourists come for holidays, and there are no more soldiers standing on street corners. But there are still differences between Protestants and Catholics, and some tensions remain. There is still a lot to do, but the people of Northern Ireland hope for the best and keep working towards peace.